The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Daf Kuf Yud. We explained for the last few shiurim that there's a fundamental divide, a sharp divide, between Shchutei Chutz and between Halova Chutz. They sound like they're both parts of the same idea, and the Rambam is clear. We medayik in the psukim. We show different examples where the dinim of the two are nischalik. The din of halah is a din mitzad avoida, and it has to be avoida chashuva. Avoida chashuva is what's called the lashon hagemara. Avoida tamotz, an avoida which finishes a whole set of avoida. Kabbalah, halacha are not bichlal. Zrika, halah, haktora, dishun amenora. These are all avoidas tamo, which finish off a part of chayav of avoidas beis hamikdash. And that's why doing them bachutz and not bifnim is a violation of kedushas hamikdash, a violation of the yichud of the mokoim hamikdash to be the place to serve the Ribbono Shel'Olam with the vehicle of karbonis. Let's, with this basis, let's examine another yisoid of the Bris Kerov. The Gemara Zvachim Daf Kuf Tezot Vav Amid Beis is memayit different avoidis that are done in Karbon Mincha. We'll learn Mitzvah Hashem is dying soon. Meseches Menachos, the Mincha was brought, the soilus was niskadish in a kli, and then water was poured in, and it was kneaded, and it was put together. This is what's called yitzika, blilo, together, mix it together with the shemen, then avodas hakoimetz, where the kmitza was taken from the mincha and offered on the mizbeach, mekabel of kmitza. All these avodos are potter. Why? The Gemara says all of them are not avodas tamo. All of them are leading up to another avodah. Only the avodah that finishes, that seals, that creates the reality of a fully done seder akrova, have the chshivus of an avodah to be considered avodah bachutz as opposed to avodah bifnim. Tosfos and Kuf Zayin Amud Beis ask the kasha that what about mekabel dam? So Kabbalah is not avodas gemar. L'chayr Zrika is avodas gemar because it completes the seder akrovas adam, it completes that chelik of the carbon. Dam, Zrika's adam, is an avodas gemar. As Tosis the question, Kuf Zayin, a few dafim ago of Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, that the Gemara needs a seder, the Gemara learns out from a ribui apostle, the din of Zrika Bachutz bin Chayib Kars, why didn't he need a separate apostle? Learn out that it's just because it's avodas tamo. The same way, all the other things that are done l'shkita v'alo that are avoided tamo are chayiv, so to zrika is chayiv. You don't need a separate pasuk for zrika per se. That's Tosfos kasha. Tosfos struggles with this kasha. The Bris Kerov comes along based on the Rambam to suggest, to posit his own approach to this kasha. And he says like this. Says the Bris Kerov that if you look at the two sugyas carefully, they're really dealing with two different issues. The sugya in Kuf Tezvov is dealing with avoida, which avoida has a chshivus. Only in Avoida, which is Avoida Tama. On that, the Gemara says that Kabbalah is not Bechlal Yitzhikab, Lidl, and so on, are not Bechlal Avoida Tama. Zrika is Bechlal Avoida Tama. Clearly, Zrika is an Avoida Tama, so you'd be Chayiv. The Sugin Kuf Zayin is dunning that the reason why Zrika is Chayiv, the Gemara learns have another passage, is because Zrika is Doime to Halo Vaktor. Two distinct dinim. One is that it's doima l'haktor v'halo, which I'm before, haktor v'halo, which I'm before in the pasuk, ishei sheyale. It's doima l'halo, it's doima l'shchita. And one is that it's tam a chelik of avoida, any avoida, under the general umbrella heading of avoida b'chutz yichayev. What's the difference? Why do I need, says the Biskarab, why do I need that zrika should be chayev for two reasons? He says that there's an afkemino in the Gemara on Kuf Yuram and Beis. The Gemara says like this, there's a type of zrika which the Gemara brings up only in a few places, the Shita Reb Nechemya, Das Yochid, of the Taner Reb Nechemya, that he holds, normally by every Karban, there was a Zrika, a Karban Chatos, needed Zrika on the four corners, on the Mizbeach, Matan Arba, Karban Oilo, Shlomim, and so on, had what was called Zrika Shtayim Shein Arba. After that, the dam that's left over is what's called Shvicha Shraim Keneged HaYisoid, which is not Ma'akiv the Karban. If the dam spilled out, that Shvicha's Adam Keneged HaYisoid is not Ma'akiv. It's only ma'akiv by an avoida where the zrika was bifnim. Let's say karbonis that were brought for the avera of Gantz Kla Yisrael. There the zrika sadam was on the mizbech azov bifnim. The shvicha shraim outside is considered a fundamental avoida to be makshu the karbon. So that's the opinion of the Das Yochai Rav Nechemiah, that Shvicha Shrine Bachutz is Ma'akev, even though it's not Ma'akev Be'ol Karbonis. In that vein, the Gemara says that according to Rav Nechemiah, there's Avodah Bachutz, not Shvicha Shrine. Even though according to the other Tanoim not, according to Rav Nechemiah, Shvicha Shrine Bachutz is a Mechayim of Shchutei Chutz. Says the Bizkirov, you see in the Gemara in Zvachon Daf Lam Chesem at Beis, that Shvicha Shrine Bachutz, even according to Rav Nechemiah, there's no Chiyuv Zor. It doesn't have that Chashivus of Avodah, because it's not Ma'akim in the regular Seder Akrova. So it's not an Avodah Chashuva, but it is part of the Seder Hakrova to be called a Zrika Chashuva. It's a real Zrika. So Briskerov says the reason why you need a Pasuk to be Marba Zrika is because Zrika is Kaveh Hashem La'atzmoy. So the question is, we explained that the reason why the Rambam counts Halal and Shchita is two separate lavos, because Shchita is a Maisa that's Kaveh Hashem La'atzmo. Halal is just Mitzad Hashem Avodah. If you tell me that Zrika also has a Shem Avodah of Na'atzmo, why doesn't the Rambam bring Zrika as a separate lav? You could be Doicha, that the Rambam Maisa doesn't pass Kaveh Hashem. So according to the Rambam, every type of Zrika's dam will all be Bechlal Avodah, so it's all Nichlal Halal Chol Maisa in the lav of Halal, whereas Shchita, Lekuli Alma Shchita is an Avodah Bifnei Atzma. That's one way to get rid of this kasha. Let's give another example where we see a difference between Shchita and Halah. The Gemara Kuf Test says that the Kalal of Shchutei Chutz is Kol Sheyesh LeHechsher B'Mokam Acher. Anything that should be, has a Hechsher as a carbon, it's properly brought as a carbon, it's royal to be a carbon. If it's done B'Chutz, it's a Machayev of Chiyuvei Karz of Shchutei Chutz. The Rajba, the famous Shtigl Rajba, because the Achronim bring him in different places, it's actually a Rajba. Now we don't have a Rajba in Simesecha Zvochim. We have a Rajba in Bava Basad of Kuf Chof Omid Beis. The Pasuk by us says, Daber al Aron Ubon of Vachol Yisrael. By Shchut HaKutz, the Torah has to add Vachol Yisrael. Why? Because, like this you would say, that only something Yesh Lehechshu B'Mokam Acher. Lemi Yesh Hechshu B'Mokam Acher, L'chor only to Kehanim. If Yisrael shecht, it's not bechlal not a ma'isa krovs kovonis. So why would there be a chiv bachutz? So the Torah has to say bechol Yisrael. What's famously shver on the Rajba is because in the next psukim of Halal, like we said in the psukim 5, psukim later, the Torah says mufurish, b'nei Yisrael v'lag ish ish b'nei Yisrael v'lager. So it's clear that it doesn't have to be somebody who's royal like krov. A ger is never royal like krov. Beis Yisrael, maybe you could say he's a kohen, but migeri can never be a kohen. So the pasuk is marba in halal, anybody. So what's the purpose of a pasuk, a separate pasuk in shchita? Because by shchita there's a chiddush that anybody could be chayv. So the sefer Michas Baruch, classic sefer from 100 years ago, Michas Baruch was a rov in Yanov, and he corresponded a lot with Rabbi Tzalup Ponovich and Rabbi Simcha, and he has a lot of famous yisoides from them. And he posits over there to answer this kasha that by halal it would be poshut that you'd be chayv. The reason why the Rajba says special chiddush by shchita is because by halal it would be poshut that you'd be chayv al yidei Yisrael. Why? We know we had some time ago in the Perek Mizbech Mekadesh where there are certain things that are not kosher before to be a korban, but the halach is im olo lo yerid. They're not korbanos lechatchila, they're not yotzi dechavase, but if they were put on the mizbech, they have a din de din eskadish with kedushas hakorban, they stay on the mizbech, they don't come down. They're in eskadish already to be post facto, to be a korban. One of the examples is when a zor is oivet a zor, kabel, moilich, or yzorik dam, that dam that's on the mizbech, and then they makriv the korban, that korban if it's on the mizbech, even though it was done by a zar, has a shame of a korban. So, what he says is, and this is very consistent with what we said, the mechayiv of halal is that avodah was performed. Even if that halal was done by a zor, since the halal of a zor would also be rendered post facto, b'di'evit, it would be rendered that there was an avodah that was done, it's niklat el ha-mizbeach, so that would also be a violation of the Mokum HaMikdash. It would also be a violation of the Mokum HaMizbeach, so you'd be chayiv. But what does that tell you about shchita? Shchita the mechayiv is not, that's a violation of the Mokum. Shchita the mechayiv is doing the ma'isa shchita. L'chara, only the one who's ro'i to do that ma'isa could be chayiv. The one who's not ro'i to do that ma'isa shouldn't be chayiv. So Mel would be having me in Achai. That's why the Rajb has to speak out. Another example of the same idea, the Mechas Baruch brings Tosfos on Daf Nun Tes and Beis is a din over there where the Hakrovs HaKabonis, Shchitas HaKabonis was only Ro'ui once they opened up the doors of the Ulam. The Kodesh, the place where only Kehanim went in, was called the Heichel. When the doors of the Heichel were open, that's Mekadesh the Azorah daily with the Kedushas Azorah, that Avoida that's done the Azorah is in the Skadesh. It has to be accessible. The Hashuras Hashchin is inside the Kodesh, goes to the Heichel, and the Kedusha of Hashuras Hashchin comes out to the Azorah. If the door is closed, then that Hashpo is not there yet, or at least on that level. So Memel, that Krovus Kabonis that's done there is not kosher. So it says to Jesus that if one shechted bachutz early in the morning before psichas dlosois, there's no chiyuv. Why? Because it's any roi lefnim. Because you can't bring a carbon lefnim. If a carbon was brought before psichas dlosois, talach is emolu leyerdu. Don't we see by haktorah that emolu leyerdu is enough? Legabe halo of Azor, legabe halo of other psulim, it's enough to be considered halo bachutz. The teretz is that that's only by halo, the criteria of being roi bifnim, that im olo layered is also considered kosher bifnim, to render something that's done outside shkutechut, is not by shkutechut, it's only by halo bachutz, because de facto it's a korban. De facto you've been makriv, you've been oivid outside. Shchita, the act of shchita has to be b'shas ma'isa. It can't be that the shchita created something else. The shchita itself has to be an act of desecration, an act of chil b'kodesh. So b'meila, if the ma'isa itself is possible and it's any roi b'fnim, there is no din of shchute chutz. Minyan le'inyan, but it brings out this yisoid. There's a dove nifla. If we render further afield, the Rambam pekei aloch adal of shkogis. Shkogos deals with breaking down the different categories of being chayv and karmen chatos for averus that were done. Somebody did an averu. What was his averu? He did an averu where there were five kilu. He chazed over the averu. L'moshel, if somebody eats instead of eating rechlan son, somebody eats instead of one kezayis of chelev to be chayv. He eats a bigger piece. He eats a whole plate of chelev. Five kezayis. If he's chayv only one karmen, unless they gave masro. Could be chay malchus on each one, but by shoygig, it's all one ma'is averu. What about by bo al chomish behemis? Rachmanson, somebody's bo al chomish behemis. He's chay five krisin. Why? Because there's gufim mukulokim. The fact that each one's a separate behemis renders each one a separate averu. The shoygig is a shoygig. He didn't know about that averu, let's say. But la ma'isa, each one is considered a totally distinct and separate ma'isa. The Tosfin Kiddush Nafayin Zayin Amid Aleph is mechadish, tremendous chiddush. He says that ochal chelev from five animals. Instead of eating just a big plate of chelev from one animal, he ate a kezayis of chelev from five different animals. Over there also gufim mechulakim. Very chiddush. When is bo'al, the nature of that veir is the bo'al. Is the bo'al is on five behemoths. It's five distinct veirs. Over here, what's the difference? It's one sandwich. The fact that the meat historically comes from a different animal renders it a separate ma'aseh aver. But that's what the Taisvit says. Frek, the Mishnah Lamelech over the Inhil Chishkogos Perikei Aloch Adalid. That the Mishnah increases Tezvav Amabeh seems to contradict this. The Mishnah says that Shchutei Chutz on five behemoths is Chayav one. He shechts five animals. He did one aver of being unaware of Shchutei Chutz. He shechted five animals. We don't say the Gufim Uchulokim. Kavu Chayimu, we eat it all in one sandwich. Shouldn't be Chayav five. So, the truth of the matter is that the Mishnah Lamelech's Lishitosoi, in Ma'isa Kabonis Perikutez, that halo also yichayiv on Chomesh Halois, yichayiv only one. He took from five separate Karbonis, and he was makriv them all outside, on a Mizbech Bachutz, the halacha is that he is, the halacha is yichayiv only one. So the Mishnah Lamelech that holds over there, Yechayev only one. So that's why he asked his question. What does one have to do with the other? The Mekeves HaMishnah answers the Mishnah Lamelech's Kasha according to the Tosfos Reed. He answers the Tosfos Reed by saying that there's a chilik between Halo and Shchutei Chutz. What's the chilik? Halo seems to be what the Mekeves HaMishnah explains. Halo, the pshat is your kaveh that the carbon was brought outside. It's a travesty, like we said, the dike in the words of the Vazuk. Oilo is up, it's a travesty mitzad the carbon. The carbon, instead of being niskar b'fnim, is niskar b'chutz. The Aveira over there is mitzad the designation of the carbon. Each carbon is a separate travesty. Each carbon is a separate Aveira. Shechita, the point is you're doing a ma'isa shvichas damim. So he did a ma'isa of shechting one animal, five animals, 10 animals. It's all the same idea. It's all a ma'isa shechita. It's not the designation of a carbon where each animal is a separate carbon, so each one is a separate designation. It's a ma'isa of shechita, shechitas hakodosh, shechitas hakdusha bachutz. What's the difference if you shechted one long shechita on five animals? Or you shechted one animal. It's all part of it. It's all retzim of the same idea. So over there, you won't say gufa mechulakam, will be chayiv only one. So Mekev's HaMishnah seems very consistent with the Yisoides that we spoke about to be mechal the shechita from the halo.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.